do you believe? This is a common question. In the already begun lead up to the 2020 presidential election, Democratic candidates are trying to separate themselves from one the other 57 or so running for the ticket by answering this question. Immigration reform, Medicare expansion, green industry. What is your position is often expressed as, what do you believe? Less than a mile away, Tulane has just hired a new men's basketball coach, a year after not winning a conference game. Ron Hunter, the new coach, previously employed in small-time Indiana and Georgia schools, is quickly trying to acclimate to the culture, talking Mardi Gras, eating beignets, doing that second line, all at his introductory press conference. Soon, though, the questions will be about recruiting, game planning, sub-rotations. Soon he will be asked, in a basketball context, what do you believe? This is a fine question, one that you can run a presidential campaign, form a basketball program, create a vision statement around. Today, though, we're reminded it can also remain an external question, revealing some things, but not the heart. Who do you say that I am? On this presentation of the Creed Day that we share with you, Marsh, Jackie, Stacy, on this morning, we're again moved by and supportive of the faith in our midst. What we're really being asked is, who do you believe? We need to know the what, the intellectual stuff, the details of our beliefs, but the beginning and end of this is a relationship, a person, a who we believe in, Jesus Christ, our Savior and brother. He, this morning we're reminded, has to have our heart. He is our answer, our question, our statement of faith once again this morning.